This is the Confidence Academy podcast, the show for people who are looking to build or reclaim true, unshakable self-confidence to live the life they were always meant to live. I am your host, Lily Badcock, and I'll be sharing my own experiences of awakening to soul purpose and reclaiming lost confidence. So whether you had confidence and lost it, never had it and are ready to find it, or something in between, this is the show for you. Oh, and by the way, F-bombs will be dropped, so pop some headphones in if you're around sensitive ears. Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Confidence Academy podcast. My name is Lily Badcock, if you didn't already know, and we are now into our fifth year of this show, which is just quite mind-blowing when I think about it, but it definitely felt like time for a bit of a change. And so this is the first episode in a brand new series of this podcast. It's January 2022, and these episodes are going to be dropping every Friday from now on. So if you're listening, hey, hey, thanks for being here. I would love to hear from you if you are listening to this show, whether it's your first ever episode or whether you've been listening for a while. Do contact me. Do let me know that you're listening. And of course, I always want to know your thoughts on what I discuss here, and would obviously love to hear what you would like me to discuss in future episodes as well. So do get in touch. If you're not already part of my Facebook community, you can join. The group is called Permission to Soar. I will put a link in the show notes for you, or you can just head to Facebook and search there. I'm also on Instagram. I'm on Facebook as well under my personal page, and that is just Lily Badcock. And there's only one Lily Badcock, as I keep telling people, so do go and search for me there. But anyway, episode one of this brand new series, and I'm doing things a little differently. So if you have been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that right from the beginning, it was a interview series. So every episode was an interview with somebody else, and I have absolutely loved connecting with all of my guests from all over the world throughout the years. I do still have some episodes to bring you, so you will still be getting some of those episodes coming out over the next few months, so keep your eyes and your ears peeled for those. But these weekly episodes are going to be shorter, and they are just going to be me. Yep, that's it. I'm sorry. It's just me. You're stuck with me. But we're going to have fun. We're going to discuss all the things. And I was thinking about what I was going to talk about in this first episode. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me, you will have probably signed up for a million different mailing lists over the course of the years. And at this time of year, you just get inundated. Let me know if this is you as well. Inundated with emails, not just from the people who email every week, who are very good at being consistent, who are very good at staying in touch. But I've suddenly found people that I haven't heard from for months have suddenly kickstarted their mailing lists. They've gone, oh, okay, yeah, new year, new me, I'm going to get back into it. And they are all pummeling us with their suggestions about how we can have an amazing 2022, which is very, very helpful. And I'm not knocking that, because in the past, emails like that have been really helpful for me. But actually, this year, I've been feeling a bit different about it. For a start, I feel very excited about this year, and I know I'm not the only one. I've heard a lot of people say the same thing, so it must be an energy thing that we're all tapping into. I'm very excited about this year. I feel very confident going into it. I feel full of hope. I feel full of faith. And that's not unusual for me, but I feel it on an even deeper level than I normally would. So that's exciting. But what it's also done is it's caused me to want to reject actually a lot of those emails and videos that I'm seeing from people who are telling me that I have to do a certain bunch of stuff before I can have a really great year. And one of the common themes I'm seeing are people with a focus on planning. And whether that's planning for your business, planning for your podcast, planning
your personal life, planning your fitness journey, like whatever. Who are all these people that love to plan? I'm someone who loves to vision. I love to have vision. I love to set goals. So I suppose that's a form of planning. But do you know what I absolutely hate? I hate having to make these meticulous plans. Like I hate having to write down, oh, in this minute I'm going to do this and in this minute I'm going to do that. And the interesting thing was, because I've been inundated with these emails and also the content I'm seeing online, this just must be the people that I follow, but I'm seeing a lot of videos at the moment and a lot of content with people saying, this is how you should do your business. This is how you should set out your content. This is how you should do your podcast. So when I knew that I was going to record this episode for you all, I was thinking, oh shit, I need to plan. I need to have 3 points that I'm going to cover. And I need to, and then beyond that, because I'm an overthinker, by the way, let me know if you're the same. I am a massive overthinker. If overthinking was an Olympic sport, I reckon I could take gold. And like, come at me if you think that you would be a contender for the gold, because I think the gold would be mine. I'm great at overthinking. So when somebody tells me I have to plan my podcast episode, within 5 minutes, I've decided that I have to plan not just that week's episode, but all of the episodes for the entire year. So yesterday I was thinking, oh, I probably need to plan 52 podcast episodes in one go. And then I need to batch record them because that's what everybody says I should be doing. And I should be doing them all in one go and then I'll get in my flow. And do you know what? That doesn't work for me. I know that it works for others. So like I said, I'm not knocking those people. And if that works for you, crack on, go on with your bad self. But this episode, the whole point of this episode is for anybody who feels stifled by those rules. For anybody who feels like, oh, I don't want to plan. I can't plan. I can't vision 52 episodes in advance. Not only can I not, I don't want to. And even now, I was just driving from town. In full disclosure, I'm sat outside my daughter's nursery because I'm picking her up in about 20 minutes. And I knew that I wanted these episodes to be short. So I thought, let's put myself under pressure. I will make myself record this episode at a time where I just don't have an hour to spare. So then I won't keep you sat here for an hour. Because the whole point is, I want you guys to be able to listen to these episodes when you're doing the school run. So like, you know, 15, 20 minute journeys, or, you know, just short snippets of something that's going to help you. And so I was driving over to the car park, you know, to sit and wait for my daughter. And I was thinking, God, I should have planned this episode. I should probably write down 3 points that I should cover. And I should probably map out like how the episode's going to go. And then this other little voice inside of me was like, fuck that shit. Why would you do that when that is not who you are? Why would you do that when it doesn't work for you? It immediately made me not excited to do it, which is always a surefire sign that that's not the right thing, right? And I was like, do you know what? Fuck the rules, fuck the planning. I've always loved speaking off the cuff. I love to speak from my heart. I love to tune in and tap in and just go, what do I want to talk about right now? And so that is what the whole focus of this episode is. It's about me saying, I didn't want to plan this episode, so I didn't. There are no notes here. There's no plan. It's just me talking about whatever's on my heart. And so I guess I'm just giving you permission. If you are not someone that enjoys planning, or if you are someone that gets easily overwhelmed at the idea of having to forward plan several, you know, weeks of content, or it might not even be content. It might just be, you know, trying to plan a whole day of how you're going to entertain your children or how you're going to keep your house clean and tidy. I mean, I wouldn't do that either. Like, what a horrible waste of time. If that's you, then this is me telling you, you have permission to do it your way. And even if your inbox has been flooded with people who mean well, who are telling you to make a plan for your year, who are telling you to make a plan for the month or for the week or whatever, then it's okay to not do that if that doesn't feel good for you. Now, to be fully transparent, I have actually taken on a little element of planning in my life, and that is because it feels like something that's good for me, and it's around my finances. And that's because this year I'm focused on not just wealth creation, but wealth expansion. And I know that if I give it my time and attention, and okay, a little bit of planning, I will set myself up better for a result. So, you know, even that rule gets to be broken. In some cases, planning is good for me, but when it comes to my podcast, nope. You're just going to get these weekly episodes from me where I'm just going to share what's on my heart or share what feels relevant right now. And so that was all I wanted to say. If you are feeling the pressure to suddenly have your perfect year mapped out, I want you to say, fuck it. Shout fuck it at the top of your voice. Feel it in your soul. Feel the freedom that that gives you. Chuck it up in the air, whatever book, journal, notepad you've got where you're trying to write these plans out, shout fuck it and throw it in the air. Throw your pen to the ground and let yourself fly by the seat of your pants, if flying by the seat of your pants is what lights you up. And that's really the point, isn't it? It's about doing what is right for you. Like I said already twice, I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody that plans, and I'm definitely not trying to throw shade at anyone that is trying to help others, because I'm also trying to help others, and my way may not be your way, and that's completely fine. I'm not throwing shade at those people, but I'm saying I've been a prisoner in the past of trying to do things other people's way, and it all stems from the belief that how I feel can't be right, or the way I want to do things can't be the right thing, or I can't be trusted to know what's right for me, a version of that. The theme for this year for me is to just be me, even if being me looks like an absolute shit show and doesn't tick any boxes and doesn't, you know, follow anybody else's formula, anybody else's strategy. My theme for this year is to just be me, to take guidance when I want it, but never from a place of feeling like I don't know what's best for me. The guidance I'm calling in this year is the guidance that truly supports what I see for myself. And I want that for you as well. So that's it. That's your episode for this week. I would love to know what you thought, so please get in touch. Like I said, you can join my Facebook group. It's called Permission to Soar. Go search it on Facebook or click the link in the show notes. Join me in there. Let me know what you thought. You can email me as well, lilybadcock@gmail.com. And before I go, I want to let you know about a free challenge. See, I can plan. I can make plans in the future. This was definitely planned. I'm running a free challenge this month that I am so excited about, because it's the culmination of some work I've been doing, oh God, over a course of years and years and years. I would say certainly from 2015, but actually probably before that if I tracked it back. My challenge is called Sing to Heal, and it is bringing together every element of work that I've been doing, not just as a singer, not just as a vocal coach, but also as a confidence coach, as a spiritual purpose coach, as an intuitive guide. I'm bringing all of it together in a free challenge, and I'm going to show you how you can use singing to heal yourself energetically, to release stuck emotions. And if you don't know why you would need to do that, let me tell you, emotions that are stuck in your body can manifest as physical symptoms. And you may have heard, depending on your background and depending on what you're already into, you may already appreciate that looking after your energy is a good thing to do. And you may have heard of things like Reiki and emotional freedom technique. Like, all of these things are modalities that work with energy. I've devised my own thing because fuck the rules, right? I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I wanted to find my own way. And I realized that singing has always been a positive influence on my energy. And so it's about that, but it's also about how you can use singing and songs to channel your own intuitive guidance how you can use the songs to work with your own energy, release emotions that are stuck, give yourself a voice, you know, say the things that are really on your heart to say that you might not have the balls to say if you were just speaking to a person. Singing is so multi-layered, and it's way more than just singing to feel good, which is a thing, right? If you sing, you are going to feel good. If you enjoy it, if you hate singing, this is not going to be the challenge for you, by the way. But here's the thing I really want to make a point of saying. If singing on any level has ever made you feel good, or on any level, if you've ever felt drawn to do it, even if you think you suck, even if you think you sound like a bag of strangled cats, I want you to come and do this challenge with me, because it's actually irrelevant how well you think you sing. You can still get all of those benefits from doing it. And by the way, you know, I'm a professional singer. I'm a vocal coach too. If you think you suck at singing, that's an easy fix, right? I can definitely teach you to sing better, but that is such a tiny part of what else I can help you with. So if that all sounds very exciting and expansive for you, I would love to see you in the challenge. It's called Sing to Heal. Again, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for you. It's a free challenge. It starts on January the 17th, but you can register now. It will get you on the mailing list. You will be sent a link for the pop-up Facebook group that I've created. And that Facebook group is opening on the 14th of January. There's a welcome party. Oh, yes. The welcome party is at 11 a.m. in the morning, granted, but it is a welcome party, so you can get on in there. In that welcome party, I'm just going to be saying hello to everyone and basically giving you an overview of the week that will follow. And then from the 17th, there will be a live training in the pop-up Facebook group every single day of that week. And then the following Monday, which I think is the 24th of January, I'm hosting a masterclass. And the masterclass is called the, what's it called? My mind's gone blank. It's the Stage Fright Strategy. So it's the strategy that I've been teaching for years for people who are afraid to be seen, to be heard, to perform on the stage, to speak on a stage. And by the way, a stage could be an actual stage, or it could just be singing or speaking to anybody. You know, your stage can be anything. So you get that masterclass all included as well. The whole thing is free, and I would love to see you in there. So if that feels good for you, click the link, get registered, and I will see you guys there. And I will be back next week with another episode of the podcast, as promised. Sending you lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Confidence Academy podcast. If you love the show and you'd like to keep in touch, why not join my mailing list by visiting lilybadcock.com or clicking the link in the show notes. You'll also be invited to join my Facebook community, Permission to Soar, where you can get weekly energy clearing and intuitive guidance from me. Thank you once again for listening, and I'll be back again soon with another episode. Big love!